We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
You're listening to The Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio and Sneaky Joe DiBiase on WGR Sports Radio 550.
All right, rolling along here. Now on The Extra Point Show, Joe DiBiase soon to be joined here by Sal Capaccio. He's cleaning some things up on his end as the Bills have made another signing. Dyonte Hardy, who we talked about on the morning show. Jeremy had a little birdie that told him that Hardy and the Bills was something that could be happening or be in the works. And sure enough, before the show was over, there he is, signed to a two-year deal. Rappaport has the details, $13.5 million. They're calling it a max deal. Not sure why, but $13.5 million and $9.5 million base salary, $5 million guaranteed. And SpotTrack, you know, like that $13.5 million number, which is the first number you see, might jump off the page as, whoa, lot of money for a guy that has 700-ish career receiving yards and has been more of a returner for his career in terms of value. But Mike Jannetty from SpotTrack tweeted out, his cap hit in 2023 is only $3.7 million. That's it. And although it's $5.3 million in 2024, they can get out of it. So don't get scared off by the $13.5 million number. It's $3.7 million on the cap, according at least to SpotTrack's Mike Jannetty, or Jannetty. And now I think we're joined by Sal.
Yeah. I'm reaching out to a couple Saints people to see if we can get something on Hardy. So I appreciate that. But I can confirm those details on the numbers, what I've been told. It's exactly what you just read from me and Rappaport. I can confirm that as well. 2 years, $13.5 million, $9.5 million base, fully guaranteed of $5 million. And a guy by the way, who was a all pro return man a couple of years ago and missed last year with turf toe.
Yes. Right.
Okay, so yeah, I'm just trying to line up a guest here. I'm going to see if we can get a Saints guest on to talk about him. Joe, take a look. I actually tweeted out also his alignment. He has actually played all over the field. He's played in the backfield, 15 snaps, not a lot. He's played in the slot and out wide, mostly out wide, but not by a ton. It's almost probably 60-40 split, maybe 70-30.
Yeah, and his alignment, right, he's got versatility. And I'm looking at his 2021 season. Last year, as you mentioned, he missed almost all of it with turf toe, so only so much you can really read into just a couple of games. 2 years ago, though, Dyonte Hardy, he played 13 games, so almost a full season. He had 59 targets, was a larger part of the Saints' offense than ever before. And if you look at some of his numbers, I mean, he was, as a receiver, not even just as a returner, but as a receiver, was very good. He was second in the NFL in yards per route run at 3.31. He was 13th in the NFL in yards per target, and 9th in yards per reception. So there was some downfield action happening that really increased that. Other advanced stats on Hardy from his 2021 season, he was 6th in the NFL in target separation. So in terms of the cushion he was gaining from defensive backs, how open he was when he was getting the ball, he was 6th in the NFL. His juke rate, evaded tackles per touch, He was at 13.9%. That was 20th in the NFL. A lot of his numbers, though, that are like near the top of the list really are like yak stuff. And also men.
And that's something the Bills mentioned they wanted to do more of. It's something we talked a lot last year about.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the Western Hotline right now, Joe. We have Nick Underhill, who's with us, covers the Saints down there in New Orleans. Nick, super, super, like, quick notice here. You were kind enough to get back to me. Let's talk about Deonte Hardy, formerly Deonte Harris. Thanks for joining us here in Buffalo. What can you tell us about the speedy wide receiver kick returner?
Yeah, he's a dynamic playmaker. And I mean, I think for his size, you're going to be a little bit surprised to see how polished he can be as a wide receiver. 2 years ago, he was probably the Saints' most explosive.
Uh-oh. Was that me or you guys?
Did we lose him? I think we just lost him.
Okay, we're going to try and get him back real quick. Sorry, we just lost Nick. I don't know what happened. He just cut off real quick. He did tell me, by the way. It's just so you know.
Yeah.
I texted Nick and he said, I'm waiting on the Saints to sign someone, so I'm going to have to hang up on you if that happens.
Yeah. So it's possible they just did that?
It's possible. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe that's the case. So we'll get back with him.
The one last number I wanted to share on him that I'm looking at right now from Hardy's page, he is a great receiver against man coverage. His route win rate against man in 2021 was second in the NFL. So
right.
he's a man beater. I don't have his splits against zone actually in front of me, so I don't know about that. But either way, like I think where you kind of heard Nick going there was polished route runner for his size. And the more it's only a highlight reel. I'm not really watching the film on him, but the more
I think
we got
him back. Do we have him back, Evan?
The more I'm watching his highlight reel, he runs a full route.
Okay, sorry about that. Yeah, go ahead, Joe. I just want to do this because I don't mean to interrupt you, but Nick's gonna have to run soon. Sorry, Nick. I didn't know if that meant the Saints signed somebody, so you bolted.
No. So Hardy, I think the thing that you're going to be surprised about, despite his size, 5'6", 5'7", 5'8", whatever he is, he's a more polished receiver than you would expect. It's not just running down the field, go routes. Like, he can do everything. And I mean, he was kind of really dynamic 2 years ago. Saints had a really depleted receiver core and he stepped up and I mean, he made a lot of plays. He was really good on out routes. He basically ran the whole entire route tree and he was able to get open. Now, I think you got to be smart about how you use him because he is a smaller player and you don't necessarily want him running over the middle and taking hits from linebackers or anything like that. But if you get him out on the edges and that, like he can do a lot to get open and he is very polished at that aspect of his game. And it was a focus for him for a while to kind of be a little bit more than just like a go route specialist and returner. And, you know, I think obviously this contract shows that the Bills see some of that. It's a little bit more money than I was expecting him to maybe get. But I think if you really had if you asked me 2 months ago to say, okay, Hardy isn't coming back to the Saints, what's the best fit for him? I think his fit in this Bills offense is really good. I think they do a lot of things already that complement him. And I think he should be able to slide in decently and make some plays, not just as a returner, but also as a receiver.
Yeah. And
Joe was just mentioning. Go ahead, Joe.
No, I was just going to say about like his ability with the ball, with that's kind of what jumps off the page highlight reel wise, right? Like is when he has the ball in his hands. I just saw a stat that he forced 13 missed tackles in 2020. Last year, the Bills had 9 as an entire receiving group. Like they clearly, I think, wanted to get better at that.
Yeah, he's creative. He's creative with the ball in his hands. I mean, that's one of the things that made him really good as a returner. Now, some of the returner stuff kind of went downhill a little bit the last couple of years. And, you know, he talked about that. You know, his focus for a little bit was kind of on being a better receiver. And I think the returning stuff took a little bit of a backseat. And then he was kind of reprioritizing it last year. And then he got hurt. And, you know, I think the Saints would have tried to bring him back maybe a little bit harder. I know they were interested, but I think the effort might have been a little bit greater, but they had another guy, an undrafted receiver that kind of stepped up and was really good as a returner. So the cost-value equation just really wasn't there for them. But he's dynamic, man. You get him the ball, you get him the ball in space. Like, he's going to make some stuff happen. And you know, again, I think there's – he was an all-pro as a returner. So, I mean, I don't think it's out of the question for him to kind of get back to that level at that spot too. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff he does really, really well. And, you know, just beyond that, I think he's a good teammate. He was one of the guys in the locker room that was just, you know, kind of always available and told the truth about the stuff that was going on. So, you know, on the field, off the field, I think he's a good addition for really any team.
All right, so you talk about availability. How about on-the-field availability? He did miss a year with turf toes. Is there concern there?
Yeah, I mean, I don't. That's kind of one of those freak injuries, so I wouldn't be too worried about it. You know, otherwise, he was pretty durable overall. Okay. I mean, he's taken some hits in that, and I mean, he's usually bouncing back up and ready to go again. And, you know, I think a guy being his size, like, toughness is kind of something that's a chip on his shoulder. So, like, when he's out, like, he's actually hurt. He's not one of those guys that's, you know, kind of nursing stuff or anything like that. So, no, it's not something I would be worried about too much.
And then I looked at his splits. He's mostly out wide, not by much, though. He can play in the slot, and he even lined up in the backfield. And we all know, you know, that's kind of what the Saints have been known for with the way they run their offense. Taysom Hill, they've had guys like that. So they get a little bit creative there. How creative can you be with a guy like Hardy, considering his size?
I think you can be real creative with him. I mean, it's just, again, you just kind of got to be smart about the situations you're putting them in and not be setting them up to get, you know, murdered by a huge hit over the middle. But I mean, you can get him in motion. Like you said, they had him in the backfield a few times, getting the ball off to him. He can do a little bit of everything. And, yeah, even out of the slot, he was good, you know, just coming out of the slot, working towards the sidelines. You know, they'd run some stuff to kind of clear out the middle of the field and hit him on slants to get him the ball in space and then make somebody miss. So I think there's a lot of stuff you can do with him. And, you know, honestly, I think that there's some offenses, and the Bills are one of them, that I think are maybe even a little bit more creative with motion and stuff than what the Saints do. So I think there's maybe even a little bit of on-tap potential there with some of the ways you can get the ball in his hands.
This is a kind of a non-football thing quickly, but is there a story behind him changing his name?
Yeah, so he grew up, his father was basically his father's whole life, but adoptive father. And then just last year for Christmas, or 2 years ago for Christmas, he changed his name, and that was his Christmas gift to his father. So, yeah, and I think his dad was like a high-ranking police officer in Baltimore or something like that. So it was just kind of to honor the man that raised him his whole life.
Nick Underhill joining us at he covers the Saints for NewOrleans.football. I love that. It's not .com, not like .net. It's NewOrleans.football. That's pretty cool. We should be that here. It's SalandJoe.football. Nick, with everything going on, and I know you're super busy if something happens here, but while we have you, obviously the Derek Carr situation, Michael Thomas, how has this offseason kind of played out for Saints fans and for the Saints and what they're now doing at quarterback, bringing in Derek Carr and what they feel about they can do going into 2023?
They like their chances. I mean, the NFC South is really, really bad. It's kind of like the MAC right now, you know, like as far as divisions in the NFL. So, I don't think the talent level's as good as some of the other divisions in the league, probably the worst. And, you know, I think they feel like they have a chance to go for it right now. I mean, Carolina's probably going to get better. They're going to, you know, get their rookie and see how that goes. But Atlanta's, they don't have a quarterback, really. Desmond Ridder. Tampa doesn't have a quarterback right now. So the Saints think they can win a weak division. And then in the NFC, I mean, it's really kind of wide open. There aren't really any good teams in the NFC. So they think if they make the playoffs, they can kind of make a run for it. We'll see. You know, the Mike Thomas signing, I'm interested to see how he comes back. The first three games last year, I thought he was really, really good. And then he got hurt again. And, you know, that's three seasons in a row. So I think you got to be maybe practical about what you're projecting for him. But with the way they manage their cap, I mean, I'm sure you guys see every year that they're pushing money all the time. It was going to cost them $10 million against the cap to get rid of him. And keeping him, it's going to cost them just a couple million dollars more with kind of how they do their books. So I guess, you know, if you're looking at it like a $2 million gamble, you know, why not see if you can get something out of him? But they badly needed a contested catch guy. He had 11 of them in the first three games last year, and their next receiver had 20 over the course of the whole season. So major void there. But they think they can, you know, win that division and maybe win a few playoff games. And, you know, with a top 10 defense, which they have every year, Carr never had one better than 22. Maybe life becomes a little bit easier for him, and he could become, you know, maybe a high-level Jimmy Garoppolo type that, you know, that things are good around them, and maybe your team can be better than expected.
They are the poster child, Nick, for the salary cap ain't real, folks, right?
They are. You know, it's part of my job basically having to fight people about that, because I think there's a lot of misconceptions about what they're going to have to do every year. It's like a new person discovers every year that they're $30 million over the cap or whatever. And they're like, oh, they're going to have to trade Marshawn Lattimore and this and that. It's like, no, they don't have to do that. But it's a tough way to live. And, you know, you can't really afford mistakes. So, like, the Mike Thomas situation, I think it is one where, you know, a guy like that with your cap dollars, you don't want to be in a situation where you're paying for production that isn't on the field. And I think that's why they had to let Marcus Davenport go too. Like, it's just too risky. But they can live on the edge and they can keep doing this forever. It just comes to a point where, like, does it still make sense? And if this car thing doesn't work out, I think you get to a point where it's like, all right, why are you guys doing this? Like, you're just fighting to be, you know, 7-9 or whatever it is. It's 7-10 now, and it just doesn't make sense. But I think this one last go, you know, this is kind of the do-or-die moment. You take advantage of the core. They have some good players still. Their 2017 draft was kind of incredible. And if it keeps working, you know, it makes sense for maybe two or three more years. But they're going to start aging out. And I think at some point, that's when it's like, all right, this doesn't make sense. And you got to reset this whole thing.
All right, Joe, you got anything else for Nick?
Running back market, they'll be in it, right? It's just Alvin Kamara, right, at this point?
Yeah, and he's going to get probably suspended. He had that rest in Vegas 2 years or two off seasons ago at the Pro Bowl. So yeah, they're gonna need a running back. I think they're gonna probably draft one in and sign one. It's a major need for them. Defensive tackle too, and I won't be surprised to see them sign one of those probably maybe even today.
Well, Devin Singletary's still out there. We don't know what his situation is. Jamal Williams, there's been rumors for him linked to the Bills, so we'll see where that goes. Nick, thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming on such short notice. We'll let you get back to your work at Ham down there in New Orleans. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, guys, take it easy.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.